This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan army commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. As Edward Uranian reports, the seizure comes 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told a press conference Saturday afternoon that Libyan military forces under Haftar's command were gaining ground. He says that Haftar's forces now control the towns of Gharian, Janduba, Qasr al-Bashir, and Soweni. He says that 14 soldiers fighting with the Libyan army have been killed in fighting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. Netanyahu is competing for votes with small far-right parties who advocate annexation. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told Reuters, any measures and any announcements will not change the facts. Settlements are illegal and they will be removed. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.